Good evening to everybody. This week we'll talk about vegetarianism in halakha, the propriety of being a vegetarian, what halakha has to say about that. I would like to address the topic from three different angles. The first from a historical context, the second from a halachic context, and the third from a hashkafic context or an ethical context. The first is the historical context. I'd like to go through Psukim Parshios in the Torah and see how we are charged and our obligation to eat meat or not to eat meat, and the development of how the Jew and the Jewish people went about eating meat. The second aspect is the halachic aspect, which is really the continuum post Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and how we today, Bizman Hazeh, the chiyuv, the lack thereof, to eat meat, when and why and how. And then finally, based upon the historical and the halachic context, we will then be able to address the ethical element, whether it's appropriate to be vegetarian, whether it's permitted, whether it's prohibited, and of course, as always, the ethical considerations and the hashkafic elements of this question will be based upon the halacha and the history as well. Let's start on day 6 of creation, Yom HaShishi, Bereishis Perek Aleph, Psukim Chaf Tes and Lamed. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the world, Hini nasati lechem et kol eisev zoreya zara asher pnei kol haaretz, v'et kol ha'etz asher bo pri eitz zoreya zara lechem yel ha'ochla. So Kadosh Baruch Hu very clearly and explicitly, on the same day that he creates animal and the same day that he creates man, gives us human beings only permission to eat fruits and vegetables, as the Pasuk says right here in Pasuk Chafes, I've given you all Esev Zorea Zera, all grass that bears seed, and all fruit that bears seed. That should be yours to eat. So Perek Chafes tells us very clearly, Pasuk Chafes and Perek Aleph tells us very clearly, that man is only permitted to eat fruits and vegetables. Continues the Pasuk to Lamed, and tells us that animals have the same deal. Ulchol chayas haaretz, ulchol of hashamayim, to all the animals that walk the earth, and to all the birds that fly in the sky. Ulchol romes al haaretz, and all the insects that walk the land. Asher bo nefesh chaya, as kol yerek esev l'achla, they as well, all animals, fish, birds also are only permitted to eat produce, vegetables, and fruits of the earth. So here we are equated, man and animal alike, that we are only permitted to eat vegetables and fruits of the earth. So much so that the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daflin Tess, Amar Beis, Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav says, Adam harishon lehuta lo basar achila. Man was not permitted to eat basar. Man was not permitted to eat meat, as the Pasuk says, which we just quoted, lachem yia l'ochla ulachol chayas aretz v'lo chayas aretz lachem. Only up until this point, and at this point, day 6 of creation, man was only permitted to eat vegetables and fruit, and specifically and explicitly, the Gemara teaches that meat was out. However, that all changed. For 10 generations, that was the case, but post the Mabul and post Noach leaving the Teva, in Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach to leave the Teva, blesses Noach, and tells Noach that you could exit the Teva, pru urvu milusar, fill up, procreate, and be fruitful and multiply and fill up the earth that has just been destroyed, and start again. And then the psukim tell us, "Umorachem v'chitchem yal kol chayes aretz," that your fear and your awe should emanate across all of the animal kingdom, "Val kol of hashemayim," and all the birds of the sky, "V'chol asher tirmos ha'adamim v'chol b'gei hayam b'yedchem nitanu." The animal kingdom has been placed in your hand. Man has completed dominion over the animal kingdom. And then, in Pasuk Gimel, if that's not enough, "Kol remes eshu ha'chay," any insect that walks, lachem yelachla, should be for you to eat, ki yerek esev nasati lachem es kol, just as I have given you up until this point, grass, vegetables, and fruits to eat, today, post the Mabul, at this moment in time, in history, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu to Noach, vegetables, fruits, and animals are all the same, in the same way, up until this point, you are permitted to eat fruits and vegetables alone, at this point, you are permitted to eat meat as well. So a major and a dramatic shift takes place pre-Mabul to post-Mabul, pre-Mabul, of course, and Adam and Chava, Cain, Hevel, and all the Asara Doros from Adam to Noach were prohibited from eating meat as soon as Noach leaves the Teva. There's absolute permission, as explicitly written in Parak Tes, Pasuk Gimel, man and Noach specifically, and his family are permitted to eat meat. However, what the Torah doesn't tell us is why. What changed? And why is it specifically now that after the Mabul, Noach was permitted to eat meat? This question is addressed by many of the Mefarshei Chumash, the Rishonim, the Achronim, all take a stab and try to understand and figure out what happened, what changed, and why specifically now were we permitted to eat meat. So the Ramban notes in Parak Aleph Pasuk Chafes that when the world sinned and the entire world was destroyed through the Mabul, and everybody received the Gzeira, the decree of death through the Mabul. However, the Ramban writes, "Ubavur Noach itzil mehem likuma min." Noach is responsible for saving the entire animal kingdom, from bringing the animals into the Teva. Therefore, as a result of him saving the animal kingdom, at that point, because Noach is responsible for saving the animal kingdom, therefore Noach was given a present to be able to then eat the animals and eat flesh. Of course, it doesn't mean wantonly, but nonetheless, a tit for tat, neither can egg and neither, because you, Noach, were so kind and so careful, and you saved the animal kingdom, so at this point, you are now permitted to eat flesh and to eat animals. The Rechaim HaKadosh, Rechaim Ben Atar, and Bereishis, Perek Tes, Pasuk Gimel, asks this question as well. Yesh Ladas, Lama Lohuter HaBasal Adam El Noach. Why was it that, man, Adam Arishan was prohibited from eating meat, but Noach is permitted? The Orach Chaim suggests three answers to this question. The first answer is exactly like the Ramban says, because Noach allowed the animal kingdom to survive and to not go extinct and save the animal kingdom, therefore he was zochet to be able to be permitted to eat animals. The second answer that the Orach Chaim gives is because he was Torach Behem, the Yoga B'teva. He tirelessly worked on their behalf and their effort and made very, very difficult decisions and went beyond the expected, and he fed the animals. Were all familiar with the Midrashim, that even a lion tried to bite him, an animal, and Noah worked extraordinarily hard, and he was yoga behem harbe, as the Orach Chaim says. Therefore, as a result, he also received a present in turn and was permitted to eat meat. Finally, the last answer that the Orach Chaim gives is that as a result of Noach exiting the Teva and offering the korban immediately upon exiting the Teva, and as a result, Hashem promised that no longer will the earth be destroyed the way it was during the Mabul, but the hitilo Hashem lechem epridarko. Therefore, as a result of that korban and the korban serving as the impetus and the vehicle for no longer to there be destruction, the likes that we have seen in the Mabul, therefore Noach was permitted to eat meat as well. That's the approach of the Ramban, and though that is the approach to Orach Chaim HaKadosh. We do find another track that some of us should take. Rav Yosef Albo in his Sefer HaIkrim and the Fistei Chachamim and Rashi also note something very similar. And Rav Yosef Albo mentions in the Sefer HaIkrim that there was a very, very great challenge that man showed toward God. And that was that God's intent was on day six of creation, when he created animal kingdom, when he created Adam and Chava, that they should be distinct and they should be separate. And categorically and fundamentally, man is different from animal, and animal is different from man. However, we were unable to figure that out, and that can be so much seen by the story of Cain and Hevel. Cain did not offer a carbon as opposed to Hevel, who did. Cain only brought from the produce of the earth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not impressed and was not favored. And it was in Matzah Chain, Be'eni HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to the offering of Hevel, who himself offered a carbon and animal. Therefore, we see that the concern of Yosef Albo says of Cain and not bringing an animal, because he didn't think it would be appropriate to offer a sacrifice to Hashem, because animals and men were both created on day six, and therefore, how can I kill an animal? That is a creature. It has feelings. It walks. It talks. It has a brain. It has a mind. It's inappropriate, said Cain, to be able to do such a thing. However, Cain not only made that mistake, but he made a greater error, because when he saw that Hashem accepted the korban of Hevel, he said, well, if Hashem accepts the korban of Hevel, it must be that man is permitted to kill animal. And if man is the same as animal, therefore I could kill my brother. So Cain made two egregious errors in assuming that man and animal are equivalent and equal. And as a result of that mistake, as many understood that the mistake of Cain was in that respect and didn't completely figure out with complete clarity that man and animal were fundamentally and categorically different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore had to destroy the world through the Mabul, and Hashem had to recreate the world, Kaviyachol, and show in a very distinct and clear way that man and animal are different. And therefore, once Noah left the Teva, the first thing that Noah does is offer a korban, and at the same time, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noah is you're permitted to sacrifice, to kill, and to eat animals because man and animal are different. And human beings cannot be the same as animals, and as a result, we had to learn that lesson. Tzvi Chachamim says something very similar to that of Rabbi Yosef Olbo in the Sefer Ikrim. And here, we see an entirely different approach to explain why it was that Dafka Noach, after leaving the Teva, was permitted to eat animals as opposed to before. At this point, because of the misunderstanding, the misrepresentation, and the lack of complete understanding of the difference and distinction between man and animal, God had to clarify, to rectify, and to explicitly tell us that we are different, and as a result, we are permitted to have complete dominion, authority over the animal kingdom, and we are allowed to eat and permitted to eat meat. However, that's not the end of the historical development of meat, because although post the Teva and post the Mabul, man was permitted to eat meat, nonetheless, it wasn't a all across the board heter. Because if you look in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Yudayim, Psukim Aleph to Dalet, it's very clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that any time you want to eat meat, there's a deal. And that is that you have to offer a korban and you have to eat it dafka in and next to the machaneh, inside of the Mishkan. And you can't simply eat meat anywhere and everywhere. As the Pasuk says, well, Pesach ohel moed lo heviu lahakriv korban l'Hashem lefnei Mishkan Hashem. Dami chashiv la'ishahu gam shafach v'nichras ha'ishahu mikarev amo. If you want to eat meat and if you want to take advantage of the ability to eat meat, well, it's limited to a certain extent. Now, what exactly are the limits of the ability that we have to eat meat? And if you continue seeing the development and the history of how the Jewish people ate meat, we have to turn to Sefer Dvarim for a clarification of what we just read in Sefer Vayikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael, Ki yarchiv Hashem elecha gvulecha, when your borders get expanded, Kasher dibalach ve'amarta ochla basar ki taiva nafshecha lefa basar. The Jewish people say, we have a desire, we want to eat meat. And what's this desire? Why all of a sudden do we have a desire? We're talking in the Midbar, and we're permitted to eat meat. So what changes? Rashi, on the spot in Dvarim, Perek Yudbeis, Papsukim Chaf, and Papsukim Chafbeis, the Rambam in the Sefer Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, explain that up until the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael in the Midbar, so yes, we ate meat. But eating meat was permitted because wherever we were next to the Mishkan, and we offered shlamim, and we offered a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Pesukim say in Vayikra Perek Yud Zayin. In the Dor HaMidbar, we were able to eat meat, but we always had the opportunity to eat meat because we were next to the Mishkan. We were in close proximity. We traveled with the Mishkan. But in Sefer Dvarim, Ki Yarchiv Hashem Elecha Gvulecha, when the borders get expanded, and it's not going to be so easy. We're not near the Mishkan. As Jewish people are from the north to the south and the east to the west, we're not in complete connection to the Mishkan. We don't have the ability just to offer carbon shlamim at any moment and any time. As the Pasuk says, Ki yirchak mimcha amakum, you're not so close anymore to the Mishkan, asher yivcha Hashem elekecha l'sum shmo sham. Therefore, the halacha is, v'zavachta mikirbecha, b'karcha mitumcha asher nasan Hashem elekecha l'och, kasher tivisicha v'echalta b'sharecha b'chol avat nafshecha. You want to eat meat? You can eat meat. But here in Sefer Dvar, we're introduced to a new level of eating meat, called basar taiva. We're allowed to eat meat if we desire it, but at this point, you have to follow the halachas of kashrus, of shchita, of dam, of melicha, of trefus. Now the halachas are explicit that yes, you can eat meat, but there has to be a distinction in terms of what you can eat, how you can eat, and when you can eat it. So certainly we have seen a dramatic historical development in terms of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired and wanted us to eat meat. Before the Mabul and in the door of Noach and the Sarah Doros from Adam until Noach, man was not permitted to eat at all. Post the Mabul, then man was permitted to eat meat, and we described and we explained some reasons as to the distinction, what happened before the Mabul and after the Mabul. And then as we move forward in the Chumash and Chamisha, the Chumash Torah, when the Mishkan was established, at that point we ate meat if we needed it, if we offered a korban, if there was a desire to eat meat and we needed it to eat for to be satiated or for refuah, like the Sefer HaChinuch says. So we were permitted to eat meat, but it had to be a korban shlamim in the Mishkan. But then when we're going to be entering Eretz Yisrael, at that point, we're not going to be all near the Mishkan. So at that point, we're able to eat meat, but only if it's done in the proper and appropriate way, if we do shechita, if we do melicha, and if we take care of all the halachas that we're supposed to do. It gives us a very different insight into appreciating, understanding kashrus altogether. As the Ramban notes also on Parak Aleph, Tosfos Chavtes, and Sefer Bereishis, that the purpose of kashrus, of the halachas of melicha and of dam, and of all the rules of how you do shechita and when to do shechita, are all because we have to keep some semblance and recognition of what the original machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was originally. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't eat meat. So to a certain extent today, even though we do eat meat, we're still resembling and recalling and reflecting of the initial time when we didn't eat meat. And the way we do that is some parts of the animal we don't eat. The blood we don't eat. Eiver min ha'chai we don't eat. And we have to do shechit in a particular way. These are all aspects and areas to describe and to remember and to recall that there has to be some limit and recognition of what originally was. Not only do the psukim, does Rashi and the Rambam explain here in Dvarim, in Parshas Re'eh, that ki yarchiv Hashem l'heches b'lech is referring to the ability to eat meat when we want and when we desire, as long as you're keeping kosher, but the Gemara Nechulin daf Pedal Amalaf, the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, tells us that Ki Yarchiv Hashem Alechaz Vulecha is teaching us Derech Eretz. Shlo Yochal Adam Basar Ele L'Te'avot. That a person should eat only to their desire, when they need it. Because when it came to the Dor HaMidbar, there was no commandment to eat Chulin Dafka through Shechita. In the Midbar, we could eat when we want, how we wanted, and bend it on the situation. We went to the Mishkan, we offered a korban. However, at this point, there came a requirement to eat meat only in a situation when we needed it and when it was appropriate for us. The Rambam doubles this, and he mentions in Hilchos Teis, Perakei Halacha Yud, that a Talmud Chacham, and Rashi mentions this also as well, on this Pasuk in Devarim, Perakei Beis, Pasuk Chaf, that people shouldn't overdo it. You eat meat when you need meat. Of course, every country, every environment, every family, every human being has a different sense of what's appropriate, when it's inappropriate. And every person has to understand when and how to do such a thing. That is the historical development of meat. We go from Adam to Noach to Bnei Yisrael in the times of the Mishkan to Bnei Yisrael in the Dor HaMidbar to Bnei Yisrael when they enter Eretz Yisrael. So we see certainly that ultimately and originally there was a plan that it would be more an ideal not to eat meat, but that changed. So the fact that it changed would indicate that either it's as a result of changes in anatomy, it could be changes in time changes, but it could be a multitude and a multiplicity of differences as to why we eat meat. But today, halachically, obviously and clearly, one can eat meat and is permitted to eat meat, and there's no indication that a vegetarian lifestyle per se would be ideal or would be better or would be halachically more appropriate. And the same thing is true in the other direction. When it comes to eating meat, the indication is it's absolutely positively fine. However, you do have to keep it within limits. However, are there any explicit halachas that speak to absolutely positively eating meat or vice versa? Well, once Bnei Yisrael no longer, and unfortunately didn't have a Mishkan, and no longer had a Beis HaMikdash, we turn to Zman HaGolos. And in Zman HaGolos, Zman HaZeh, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, Meher V'Meinu, we hope and we wait for the day, there's no absolute karbanos that we eat. There's no chi of karbanos. So is there any time that a man is absolutely responsible in chayav to eat meat? So the Gemara explains in Sechas Pesachim Daf Kuftet that there's a chiyuv on Yom Tov to make your family happy. Hu v'ishto v'chol anil v'neilav. Every single person is a chiyuv and a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. And the Rambam, when he explains this halacha in Parag Vav, halacha Yudayin through halacha Chofalach and Hilchas Yom Tov, says that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov for a man specifically, ha'anashim ochlin basar v'shos in yayin. Men eat meat and they drink wine. The Rambam says that this is based upon the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tet. However, if you look at the Gemara, The Gemara is very clear that says that only Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Hayekayim was there a chiyuv to eat meat. That's the opinion of both Rabbi Yosef and as well as the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim ain't Simchel B'Basar. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, at that point there was a mitzvah to eat meat. As the Pasuk says, V'zavachta Shlamu V'achalta Shah, V'samachta. But the Gemara continues in the opinion of Yehuda ben Becerra, V'achshav Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim ain't Simchel B'Yayin. There's only Simcha B'Yayin Bizman Hazeh. There's no Chiyav to eat Basar Bizman Hazeh because there's no Karban Shlamim, there's no Karbano. So why is it that the Rambam writes that Bizman Hazeh and Yantav, there's a Chiyav to eat meat? This question is raised by the Beis Yosef in Simen Tov Kuf Chav Tes. Asks the Beis Yosef, Yesh L'Tzmoa La Rambam, Lala Hitzuch Shiochlu Basar Yishtu Yayin. Why did the Rambam codify that there's a Chiyav to eat meat Bizman Hazeh? The Ketani ain't Simchel B'Yayin. Umashma de B'Yayin Sagi B'lo Basar. The indication is clear that wine would be sufficient to fulfill the mitzvah of Yom Tov, of Simchel Yom Tov B'Zman Hazeh. There's no chiyuv to eat meat. The Beis Yosef leaves that question unanswered and does not give an answer to that question. Many achronim, including the Marshal and Beit Sanperik Beis, including the Prisha here in Simen Tov Kuf Chav Tes, suggest answers to that question. Nonetheless, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Kuf Chav Tes, the Mechaber, Rav Yosef Karo himself, who offered the Beis Yosef, leaves the halacha out and does not say anything about any chiyuv for a man to eat basar bizman hazeh. So it's absolutely clear that according to the Shulchan Aruch and according to the Mechaber and according to all halachic authorities, that the Ikra din is absolutely no chiyuv to eat meat, certainly not during the week, and at any time, if there would be a chiyuv, the chiyuv would be on Yom Tov, but as we said, the Mechaber leaves that out, and therefore afilu bizman hazeh, there's no chiyuv achilas basar, even on Yom Tov. However, if you take a look in the Be'er Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, notes this omission of the Mechaber, and recognizes that as a result of the Beis Yosef's question, that's why the Shulchan Aruch leaves out the chiyuv to eat meat. However, at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch does, the Mishnah Berurah, and Be'er Halacha does say, that it's a nice thing to do, it's a good thing to do. Even though there's no chiyuv, there's no absolute requirement, kevan shein basar shlamim, however, mikol makom mitzvah yesh gan b'achilas basar. There's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat meat bizman hazeh. Kevan shein amar bo simcha, since there is a connection between basar, meat, and simcha, however, of course, the fact that the Mechaber left it out is indicative of the fact that there's absolutely no legal requirement to eat basar and yom tov. So if an individual likes to eat meat, and he enjoys meat, and he wants to be b'simcha on Yom Tov, so absolutely positively, it's a wonderful thing to do, to have a delicious piece of meat. But if a person doesn't like meat, he doesn't enjoy meat, so in that circumstance, in that situation, there's no chiyuv at all. This is true to such an extent that in a tshuva of the Chukas Hager, Rabbi Steinberg, in a small country, in his first tshuva, tshuva Aleph and Sefer Chukas Hager, raises the possibility in the question, whether this was a Shaila Lamais or not, I don't know. But let's say a Ger comes to Beis Din and he's interested in being the Geyer. But he says, there's one thing I can't do. I can't eat meat on Yom Tov. I'm not interested in eating meat on Yom Tov. Rabbi Steinberg raises the question and the Shaila as to whether or not you could be Metabel a Ger based upon the Gemara in Bechoros, that if a Ger comes and he says, I'll do everything except for one mitzvah, Chutz Midavar Echad, we're not Metabel such a Ger. So when the Ger comes and says, I'll do anything, and the Talmud says, I'm a tabel all the mitzvos from A to Z, Aleph, Ataf, Deraisa, Derabana, and Rehagim. However, the one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not eating basar and yantar. Can you be metabel such a ger, or is this called chutz midavar echad? So Rabbi Steinberg writes that according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to Psak Halacha, you could be metabel such a ger, because since there's no chiyav, it's only a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, therefore, it's not an absolute requirement, and therefore it's not called that he's doing all the mitzvahs besides one. And as a result, the geirus is considered a geirus. So clearly you see the halacha, even when it comes to Yom Tov, where there is the possibility bizman hazeh of eating meat, nonetheless, it's still not a requirement, it's still not a chiyuv. However, not only do you find a chiyuv or an element of chiyuv when it comes to eating meat on Yom Tov, we see the same thing is true on Yom Tov. And it's the Rambam again who indicates as such, and in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, "Achilas basar ushtias yayin b'Shabbos oneg ula." Eating meat and drinking wine is an oneg to Shabbos; it's a pleasure for Shabbos. That's so long as you're able to afford it. However, again, the psak of the Rambam is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, so much so that in Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Reish Peches, the Mechaber Paskins and Siv Beis, that if a person doesn't like to eat, and or eating is mazik somebody, it damages, it hurts a person, then if it's enjoyable and pleasant and pleasurable for a person not to eat on Shabbos, so don't eat. Clearly you see that not only is there no chiyuv to eat meat, but moreover, if a person doesn't want to eat because that's an onus for him, then the Mechaber says that that is okay. Of course, the halacha is that a person shouldn't fast on Shabbos. However, the Mechaber continues here in Siman Reish Peches of Gimel, Adam HaMesan Mechol Yom, a person who fasts daily, V'achil B'Shabbos Tzarulo, and eating on Shabbos is painful for him, Mipnei Shinui Ves, because it's changing his biological, chemical, and physical makeup. Yesh Omrim Shiro Kama Chassidim An Shemayis Sheyesan B'Shabbos Mitam Zev, Mechaber says, that his people have seen many pious individuals who fasted on Shabbos for this very reason, that they didn't eat during the week. The Mechaber, quoting from the Hagos Mimoni, says the great known late Rishon, early Rishon, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid himself didn't eat on Shabbos because it was a tzar hulo. So certainly there's no chiyuv to eat meat on Shabbos, and as we've seen as well, there's no chiyuv according to the letter of the law, to eat on Yom Tov. Of course, it's a mitzvah, it's a wonderful thing to do. If a person enjoys it, the oneg, and this is the time to enjoy. But positive we are that there's no chiyuv basar on Shabbos, there's no chiyuv basar on Yom Tov. So if halachically, there's no chiyuv to eat meat during the week, and moreover, if eating meat becomes a taiva and a desire that gets out of hand, and if there's no chiyuv to eat basar on Shabbos and Yom Tov, how do we deal with this question ethically, hashkafically? Is there anything wrong with being a vegetarian? Is it halachically okay? So from a halachic context, if a person is a vegetarian or is interested in being a vegetarian, so at that point there is nothing wrong halachically because we can't pin a date on the calendar in the Golos where there's an absolute chiyuv to eat meat, not Shabbos, not Yom Tov, and Chol. So therefore, if that person wants to be a vegetarian, it would be okay. Of course, the opposite extreme is also true. It's wonderful to eat meat and fowl, chicken, veal, and all poultry. But at the same time, based upon the Gemara and Chulin and the Rambam, both in Hilchos Shchita as well as in Hilchos Deos, a person shouldn't overdo it and it shouldn't be something that's taken out of context. However, let's say typically the reason why we meet many people who are vegetarian, either it's for health restrictions or dietary reasons, absolutely, positively, that's mutter. The same way a person doesn't enjoy meat, he doesn't have to eat meat. The same thing is true if it's unhealthy for a person to eat meat or for dietary restrictions. It's not good to have red meat or chicken or fowl or whatever element it is. Then that is also absolutely okay. The question becomes when there are people who are dafka vegetarian for moral reasons, or they'll argue that it's inappropriate or unethical or dangerous or mean the way animals are slaughtered or killed or shechted. That's when we come into the ethical element of vegetarianism, and that's an argument that, of course, many vegetarians make today. And the question is, when it comes to a hashkafa, an ethical understanding like that, which is fundamentally against the Torah because the Torah permits and teaches and tells us that we can eat meat both post the Mabul, as well as in Sefer Vayikra with Karbanos, which are rampant and are basic, and we wait for the day that Karbanos will be returned. And of course, in Sefer Dvarim, when the people are interested in eating basan, Hashem says, you absolutely can eat meat. Just follow the halacha. Shechita, make sure you do melicha. You get rid of all the blood, and you shech properly, and you remove all the parts of the animal that you're not able to eat. An individual who is a vegetarian for moral and ethical reasons and believes that that which the Torah says, that you're supposed to eat meat and can eat meat and are permitted to eat, is wrong and is unethical, that is a problem. And that halachically and hashkafically is something that we question. Now, certainly, if a ger would come and would tell us that he's mekabel all the mitzvot except for eating meat because ethically it's wrong, that would pose a problem to the ger. The Bar Tanura, Bavaja Bar Tanura, in his commentary to Maseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, questions, why is it at the history of the transmission of Torah Sheba'al Peh is listed there. Of course, the famous Mishnah, Moshe Kibel Torah, Sinai, and Mesorah LeYoshua, Yoshua LeZikanim, Kanim LeNevi'im, LeNevi'im Anshei Knesset Magdola. Asks the Bar Tanur, why here? All the way toward the end of Shas, after Zeraim, after Moed, after Nashim, in the middle of Mezikin, tucked away, the first Mishnah, Meseches Avos, why is it now that we give and teach the transmission of the Torah? This should be something to open up all of Mishnayos, say the Zeraim. Brachos, begin, Moshe, Kibel Torah Mesinai, Mesorah LeYoshua. That's where we should talk about the Masorah and the transmission of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Why do we wait? And why do Chazal wait to teach us that fact and that element of the transmission of the Torah only toward the middle of Seder Nezikin? Bar Tanur explains that when it comes to other areas of Shas, those are areas Bein Adam L'Makom. Those are areas that we know are godly. Those are areas that we know, Brachos, Shabbos, Erevin, Yom Tov, Nezikim, Nashim, Ksuvis, Gittin, Kiddushin, those are rules that HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvod of Asmo created and is understood through Chazal. However, when it comes to ethics, when it comes to treating man properly, when it comes to interpersonal relationships, that's where one can argue the Torah has its way and the ethicist has his or her way. However, says the Bar Tanura, that's not the case. Because even when it comes to ethics, and that's what Maseches Avos is all about, there we see that ethics are also Mitzinai. Moshe Kibel Torah Mitzinai Mitzor Yeshua Yeshua's Kenim. The ethics of how to treat a friend, how to act properly, how to treat and do honest business. Those are all aspects of Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. And the same thing is true, of course, when it comes to vegetarianism. If an individual is not eating meat for health reasons or for dietary reasons, or because you're concerned and scrupulous and machmir about kashrus, and you're not sure if the shechita is done properly, if the melicha is done properly, and of course there are pious individuals throughout our history who were careful and cautious of the tshuva tarama, that people didn't want to eat meat because they were concerned or nervous that in the area that they were, the shechita wasn't done properly. That's a valid reason. However, if the reason for not eating meat is because of ethical concerns, of moral considerations, or because a person thinks that really we should all be like a man prior to the flood, that can't be an argument, and unfortunately that is something that is inappropriate and incorrect. So ultimately, when we talk about the history, the halacha, and the hashkafa, the perspective of eating meat from the door of Adam to the door of Noach to the door of Bnei Yisrael and the Mishkan and the Midbar and Vayikram, the Midbar, ultimately reaching Sefer Dvarim when we entered Eretz Yisrael. And of course the halachic element of the permissibility of eating meat, and at the same time there in the lack of responsibility and a chiyuv to eat meat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, of course there's an aspect that it will be permitted to be a vegetarian, if so be it, or if there's a necessity, or if that's what you want. The challenge becomes if it's only coming for the ethical and moral consideration. But nonetheless, when it comes to being a vegetarian, it's hard to argue that the Torah speaks to a vegetarian society, because much of our halacha and much of Karbanos and Amir Tashem, Shibonu Beis HaMikdash, Meher B'Yameinu, we will eat meat. That's not to say that the halacha, the Torah, and Hashkafa is to treat animals cruelly. Of course not. Their aspect of shechita and the way shechita is done in the most humane way. It's done quickly. And as all the blood leaves the throat, it's killed in a very, very quick instant. And we see how careful and cautious Chazal were with treating animals. We have a mitzvah of tzar balei chayim, which is a mitzvah, it's a din d'oraisa, not to aggravate and not to pain an animal. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to feed animals. There's a halacha to feed animals prior to feeding human beings. So our care and our concern for animals is of the utmost respect. But at the same time, when the shechita is done, it's done properly, it's done humanely, and it's not something that one can argue that is morally incorrect and inappropriate. If one is interested in more on the topic of vegetarianism and halacha, there are two wonderful articles on the topic in the RJJ Contemporary Halacha volumes, in volume number 2, an article by Rabbi Alfred Cohn, which summarizes the topic. There's also a wonderful article by Rabbi J.D. Bleich in his third volume of Contemporary Halachic Issues. Both are phenomenal and wonderful. And B'yitz Hashem, we should be zocha to Shibana Beis HaMikdash Meher B'Yameinu, Shenochal Merapsachem and Azvachem, and we should be zocha the coming of the Mashiach speedily, and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Meher B'Yameinu.